Of course, there is probably nothing more obnoxious than someone who is self-righteous, and we've all met people like this. They wear it, self-righteousness, that is, like a cloak for all to see, and it makes you squirm. And if you want to be sure you don't get any reward, I can give you a guarantee, a surefire way you won't receive one. Just do your acts of righteousness for the purpose of being seen by other people. That'll do it. You've had your reward. When Jesus speaks of not doing things so men see you, he's pointing out how prone we are to this killer disease of the soul, self-righteousness. The desire to be noticed, recognised and acknowledged is foundational to the human psyche. We crave attention and approval. Position, possession and power are the three distortions that came in at the fall. Look good, feel good and be right are the three of the biggest giants in our promised land. It's this first category, the desire for position, to be recognised, noticed, approved and admired, that self-righteousness falls into. When we're seeking to fulfil our own needs and not allowing the Father to anchor us in a place of security, significance and self-worth, all the things we're self-attached to will surface. Self-centeredness, self-will, self-consciousness, self-sufficiency, self-righteousness, on and on they go. It's the job of the Holy Spirit to convict and convince us of these giants within. He causes us to see what's happening deep inside where we want to feature. Before you want to protest your innocence in this, we all do it, beloved. The shyest of us want to be seen. Even if we say we do not, we just do not admit it. We all want to feature, to be acknowledged, to be recognised. You're familiar with the old joke, that's enough about me, how do you like my new book? Absolute classic. What we're displaying is a remnant of what we were like before the fall. We were created for greatness, to reign and to rule, to have dominion, and that desire to be a king is still within us. It's the top and bottom of the restorative work of the Holy Spirit, the minister of the interior within. He is making us fit to reign and rule again. We are undergoing our training for reigning. This is what it's all about. If we undergo it successfully, guess what? We get a reward. Can't be bad. Just one thing, Revelation 3:11. Behold, I'm coming quickly. Hold fast to what you have, that no one may take your crown. Don't let anyone rob you.